From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up, is the Pentagon playing loose with casualty numbers in Iraq?
First, though, teen suicides are way up. That's according to two new studies just out. The study suggests that the rise in suicides may be associated with a sharp drop in the number of prescriptions given to teens for antidepressants. And here with more is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Well, first of all, tell us about these studies. Who did them and what did they say?
Two studies. One was done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. These are government researchers looking at suicide rates in kids from 10 to 24 years. They found that between 1990 and 2003, there was a drop of about 28% in the suicide rate. But from 2003 to 2004, there was an increase of about 8%. The second study was done by a bunch of researchers from several different places, and some of them did have industry backing at one point or another in their careers. That one looked at two places, both the U.S. and the Netherlands. They also saw that increase in the U.S. In the Netherlands, they saw a really dramatic increase of 49%.
So this increase happened over the course of 2 years between 2003 and 2004?
Yeah, and it looks like it may be continuing.
What could have caused that? What happened in 2003?
Well, the obvious choice is a decreased use of antidepressant drugs for teenagers. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and in the U.K., their version of the FDA, became concerned about reports that there might be some links between these drugs and that these drugs might actually cause suicide. So they started looking into it. They didn't find that, but they did find an increase in suicidal ideation, that means suicidal thoughts. And the presumption was that people are thinking about it more, or even starting with the behaviors, like making some failed attempts, that these drugs could be linked, and they all put warning labels on them.
So this increase in suicidal ideation was for children, right? So hence the warnings on these
children
medicines.
And teens, yes.
Right, right. So, Joanne, is this pretty persuasive evidence? Do these studies conclude that, in fact, it was a bad idea to put these warning labels on these drugs and that these drugs are actually helpful in reducing the suicide rates among teens?
They suggest that strongly, but they don't prove it. This is what you call an association study. This associates one thing with another, the decreased use of antidepressants, the increase of suicide. But there could be other factors, too. So this is suggestive. It pushes the pendulum in that way, but it doesn't lock it there.
And also what I thought was interesting from the abstract that I read was that a group that did not stop taking SSRIs, these kinds of medications like Prozac, the over 60s, people who are over the age of 60, did not experience an increase in suicide rates.
That's right. And the FDA is aware of that, too, and I think they've made exemptions for that in the warnings.
So will this prompt the FDA to revisit its rules mandating that these warning labels be put on these drugs?
Interesting question. I can't tell you that. I have talked to some of the opponents of these drugs, and they remain opposed. The FDA has taken this issue up at least three times that I can remember in the last few years. They very well could take it up again.
NPR's Joanne Silberner, thank you.
Thank you.